Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on the Sound of Power Prayer with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. We will get started momentarily. Again, thank you so much for joining us in prayer. Thank you again for holding this morning. If you are on the line this morning and you have prayer requests, I want you to go ahead at this moment and share with us your prayer request for today.
Good morning. This is
again, all on. Good morning. How are you?
All right. I would like a prayer request for unity in the workplace and healing in my body.
Amen. Certainly be praying with you. Thank you, Lord. Are there any other prayer requests this morning?
Good morning, Ella Melinda. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank God. This is Mother Morgy. I just want prayer for my family salvation for me and continue healing in my body.
Yes, yes, certainly praying with you, Mother Margie. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Elder Melinda. This is Patty. How are you?
Good morning. Is this Patty Thompson?
It is.
Praise the Lord. How are you?
I am fine, fine. I would like prayer for my family, and I would like prayer for my mind, just the renewing of my mind.
Yes, we certainly have you covered. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Barbara, Pastor Belinda. Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. Any other prayer requests at this time?
Praise the Lord. This is Bishop McGill. Good morning.
Good morning, Bishop. How are you?
I am well. My desire is just to pray for lost souls and then also pray for All Nations Church International and all the leaders that are there serving with me to build that ministry in Lawrenceville. So we want to pray for souls and that God will give us strategic strategies on how to evangelize and witness and grow that church.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Amen. That is my pastor, Bishop McGill. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you so much, man of God, for joining us this morning in prayer. Are there any other prayer requests?
Praise the Lord.
Perfect safe travels.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is that Pastor Franklin?
Yes, Pastor Franklin.
Oh, praise the Lord. Great to have you on
this
video.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All nations
requesting.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Requesting prayer to be closer and more sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord, more of Him and less of me.
Amen.
And that His perfect and divine will be done in my life and my wife's life.
Amen. Amen. We stand with you, man of God.
Thank you.
I heard some other voices, it appears, with prayer requests.
This is Mona.
Good morning, Mona. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can you please say for me, having an upcoming surgery, unspoken surgery on December 20th?
Certainly, we will keep you covered, woman of God. December 20th, we have that covered, yes. Are there any other prayer requests at this time?
Yes, good morning, Barbara.
Okay, yes, Barbara, go ahead.
Prayer for safe travels to Savannah on the road.
Yes, we have you covered. Yes, ma'am. And there's travel this morning, Barbara?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hi, this is Shauna.
Any other? Hi, Shauna.
How you doing? I have a prayer
I'm
request
doing well.
From Yolanda Oglesby. Good.
Okay.
Her mom, Patty Austin, her health, and then
okay.
for Betty Beasley, who lost her son recently, and she's having a really hard time with it.
Certainly, we will keep her lifted and intercessors. Please take down that name because we want to continue to guard her emotions and that God continue to cover her with the spirit of comfort. So that's Betty Beasley.
Yes.
Certainly.
Elder, I have a prayer request. This is Sharon. Tracy's Grant's brother had to go rush to the hospital yesterday. His name is Norman Reeves, and she's asking for prayer.
Yes, we have her covered. Again, intercessors, please make sure that you are taking down the names as we will continue to keep them lifted. And that's all of the prayer requests that you have had you heard shared with us this morning. Please make sure you are logging them down. Again, if you are listening in this morning and you are not a part of the PEN network, we're going to ask that you go ahead and put your phones on mute. There is quite a bit of background noise. And, of course, I'm going to mute all other callers at this time. And as in times past, I will release the lines again towards the end of the prayer so that we can join in concert and celebrate what we believe God is going to do. I'm going to pause just for a few more seconds to see if there are any other prayer requests of those that are on the line, and then we're going to get started with our time of prayer. Amen. Just want to, first of all, acknowledge the PEN intercessors that are available this morning for prayer. If you, I know I've heard Sharon, Barbara, Pat, Shauna, and Mona, of those that are on the line, and I did not just state your name. It also looks like I see Kim and Cheryl on the line as well. Are there any other PEN and intercessors that are on the line? And also, if I shared your name and you're not available to pray, please also share that for me as well.
Yes,
Okay, so Cheryl, you're not available. Okay, thank you. And who is on mute?
Mona, I'm going to be on mute.
Okay, Mona, thank you. Okay, Barbara, are you available just to open us up briefly in a worship song and then follow it with an opening prayer? Are you available for that this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great.
Hello.
Okay. And, yes? Okay.
I'm trying to make sure
the rest of the
road.
Okay, I'm going to give the rest of the rotation, and then we're going to go ahead and get started. So we're going to have Barbara to open us up with a worship song and with an opening prayer, followed by Shauna, who will be followed by Sharon, and let me make sure I got everyone. Which means that Pat, that's left, that's on the line. Is that right? And Kim, are you two left on the line? That's it.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. And I know we have Carla that's on, and she is on mute. She's at work this morning. So, again, that's going to be an opening prayer with opening song and prayer with Barbara, followed by Shauna, followed by Sharon. Then we'll have Kim to follow Sharon, and then we'll have Pat to follow Kim. And I will come with the closeout. I just want to share with you this morning just one scripture as to prepare us as we begin to open up this prayer this morning, and that is in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and 11, just that one verse that says, "Lest Satan get the advantage over you, I will not have you ignorant of Satan's devices." And so even as we are going to be spending this time in intercessory prayer this morning, I want you all intercessors and those that are listening in, as we are joining together collectively as one voice before the living God, that we understand that the scripture declares that he does not want the enemy to have advantage over us. So he's not going to have us ignorant, which simply means to err by mistake. So to be ignorant means to err or to fall in sin by mistake of Satan's devices, and that's his methods of operation, the things that he would bring against us. So the Lord does not want us to be ignorant of Satan's devices. And so the more time we spend in intercessory prayer, the more sensitive we become to his voice, the more sensitive we become to hearing what God is saying. And so those of you, some of you are calling in for the first time, and we thank God for you. Some of you, you call in quite often, and we bless the Lord for you as well. We're asking you to also invite other individuals in on the prayer call, because this is indeed a time where we need to draw closer to God. We need to know by faith what is happening in the spirit realm, and we know that we're going to be able to do that simply because we spend enough time in his presence so that we'll be able to discern. And so that is part of our prayer today for those who are calling in along with the prayer requests that have already been voiced, intercessors, is that we continue to pray for those that are setting themselves aside every Saturday morning to connect with us, set themselves aside so that they can begin to be more keen in the spirit, so that they can begin to be more discerning, so that they can hear the voice of the Lord, because we all need to hear God's voice. Otherwise, everything is in vain if we do not focus on what God is saying and what God is doing in the earth realm, and why even some things are being allowed, so that we can be able to offer a word of hope in a time when people are becoming more and more discouraged. And the only way that you're going to be able to do that is that you've actually been in his presence, and he has given you some revelation, he's given you some insight that you'll be able to share with them that will cause their hearts to be lifted, and also be able to minister to them the word of salvation if it is indeed needed in this hour. So please consider that as we are preparing to pray this morning. Again, for our guests that are on the line, we're asking you today to please go ahead and mute your phone, and you can feel free to unmute it towards the end of the call as I will invite you in as I am preparing the time of closing in prayer. At this time, we're going to get started, and we're going to have Barbara to go ahead and open us up, and we will follow the rotation as it was stated earlier. Sister Barbara, please go ahead.
Okay. First, God, I thank you right now. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor because of who you are, not just what you do, God, but because of who you are, and you are holy. The song says, "Holiness has a name, and it's Jesus. Victory has a name, and it's Jesus. The Word has a name, and it's Jesus. Oh, redemption has a name, and it's Jesus. Oh yes, holiness has a name, and it's Jesus. Victory has a name, and it's Jesus. Oh, the Word has a name, and it's Jesus. Oh, yes. Redemption has a name, and it's Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, we love you. We adore you, Lord. We welcome you in this place, Holy Spirit, because holiness has a name, and it's Jesus. Oh, victory has a name, and it's Jesus. Oh, yes, it does. The Word has a name, and it's Jesus. Oh, yes, it does. Redemption has a name, and it's Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. I thank you right now for you being holy. I thank you for giving us the victory, God. God, we thank you that because of your words, Lord Jesus, the words that you have promised us, Lord, that people's lives will be changed through this prayer line. There will be salvation, Lord. There will be healing. There will be deliverance, God. So, God, we welcome you right now. We thank you right now. We glorify your name. We adore you. We magnify your name, God. And we thank you right now for who you are and what you're going to do, Lord. We thank you for your mighty presence right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and the praise, Lord. We pray and thank you for every person that is on this prayer line, God. We know that the prayers will be answered because, Lord, you said the effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much, Lord. So, God, we come and we wail and we war, Lord Jesus, with your words, Lord, and your power and your presence, God. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to stir up the gift, Lord Jesus, that you have provided in all of us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you by the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord, that everyone is healed, that everyone is saved, God. We thank you right now. We magnify your name, God, and we give you the glory, the honor, the praise, Lord. In your name, amen.
Amen, God. We bless you, Lord, and we lift you up, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, God. God, a day that we've never seen before. We thank you for this opportunity, oh God, to even come before you, to offer up prayer and supplication, God. We come before your throne of grace, God, with praise and thanksgiving, in worship, in humbleness, and through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You are the creator, O God, of the heavens and the earth, O God, and we thank you, O God, for creating us in your image, O God. God, we bless your name, O God, with our soul, O God, and all that's within us, O God. We bless your holy name, for you are good, and your mercy endures forever and ever, God. We thank you, O God, for your benefits, O God, because you are the one who forgives all of our iniquities, O God. You are the one who heals all of our diseases, O God. You are the one who redeems our life from destruction, O God, and the one who crowns us with loving kindness and mercies, O God. So we bless you, O God, because you are our Lord, O God. There's nobody like you, God. God, you are Lord, O God, over every situation, O God, and everything that we stand in need of, O God. God, your power is greater, O God, and we just honor you, O God, for who you are, O God. We pray, O God, that you be magnified in the lives of your people, O God. God, on this morning, we continue to lift up our leaders, O God, the leaders, O God, of our churches, O God, even, O God, the leader of this nation, O God. We pray, O God, for grace and your mercy, O God. God, we pray, O God, that you would give our leaders, O God, wisdom, O God, to know what's right, O God, and even the courage to do it, O God. God, allow your voice, O God, to be louder than any other voices, O God. Fill our leaders, O God, with the spirit of wisdom, O God, so that they're able to discern your will, O God. Don't allow them, Father, to be caught up in religion or tradition, O God, but help them, O God, to be sensitive, O God, to your spirit, O God, and to what you're saying, O God, right now, O God, in the name of
effectual in their prayers, oh God. Help them to have confidence, oh God, and the assurance, oh God, and even the privilege of boldness in you, oh God. God, even right now when the world will say, oh God, that there is no reason to believe, oh God, even, oh God, when the world will try to call those things that are wrong right, oh God, help our leaders, oh God, our ministry leaders, oh God, to have a sense of Holy Ghost boldness, oh God. God, you said that if we ask anything, oh God, or make any request known unto God by prayer and supplication, you will listen to us in whatever we ask, oh God. God, so we lift our leaders before you, oh God. Help them to be more obedient to you, oh God, with a spirit of integrity and truth, oh God. God, don't allow them to make a mockery of your word, oh God, to make a mockery of your benefits, oh God, to make a mockery, oh God, even of the body of Christ, oh God, but instead equip them, oh God, protect them, oh God. God, lead them away from every temptation of the enemy, oh God. God, show them how to be useful and helpful in your kingdom, oh God, and help them to live a lifestyle of constant praise to you, oh God. God, let their eyes, oh God, be directed towards you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Set their affections, oh God, and those things that concern you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help them so that their hearts are not persuaded by their own agenda, oh God, but instead cause them to seek you, oh God, to hear from you, oh God, and to wait on you, Father God. We pray, oh God, your word over the lives of our ministry leaders, oh God, over their lives, oh God, over their family, oh God, over their finances, oh God, God, everything that's connected to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will manifest your word, oh God, in everything that they're connected with, oh God. God, we know that your word is alive and active, oh God, and that you will watch over it to perform it, oh God. God, so on this morning, God, we open up our mouths, oh God, and give voice to the word of God in prayer, oh God, and release the will of God to be accomplished, God. Your word, Father, says that you will supply all of our needs, oh God, according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. God, we know that you're able to make all grace abound towards us, oh God. God, having all sufficiency, oh God, in all things, oh God, may abound to every good work, oh God. God, so bless, oh God, the fruit of their hands, oh God. Bless their ministries, oh God. God, allow their ministries, oh God, to bear fruit for you, oh God. We pray, oh God, even, oh God, that you would give the increase, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for a harvest of souls, oh God, like never before, oh God. God, even give them the words to say, oh God. God, help them to know which communities to go after, oh God. God, even open up opportunities, oh God. God, so that they may be able to reach souls, oh God. God, and even, oh God, when they speak in the presence, oh God, of those that you give to them, oh God. God, arrest the hand of the enemy, oh God. God, so that those individuals may hear from you, oh God, long enough to acknowledge you, oh God, and accept you, oh God, as Lord over their lives, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that as we give, oh God, that as our leaders give, oh God, that it's given to us, oh God, good measure, God, pressed down and shaken and running together, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that our leaders are blessed, oh God, blessed in the city, oh God, blessed in the fields, oh God, blessed in their coming in and their going out, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that there is no lack, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you will make ministry easy, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you will make, oh God, even the harvest plenty, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help them to not grow weary, oh God, in their well-doing, oh God. God, your word says that they that wait upon the Lord, oh God, shall renew their strength, oh God. God, that they shall mount up with wings as eagles, oh God. God, that they shall run, oh God, and not be weary, oh God. That they shall walk and not faint, oh God. God, give them strength. strength, oh God, when they're weak, oh God. Give them power, God, when they're tired, oh God. Increase their faith, oh God, so that they're able to overcome, oh God, anything that this world, oh God, will throw against them, oh God. God, even legislation, oh God. Even, oh God, when the judicial system, oh God, will try to shut their mouths, oh God. Even, oh God, when the world will be condemnation against them, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will cause your leaders, oh God, to rise up, oh God, like never before, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for our leaders, oh God. We pray for their continued development, oh God. We thank you for their sacrifice, oh God, their selflessness, oh God. We pray that you would enlarge their territories, oh God, even that you would increase their stewardship abilities, oh God, more than ever, oh God. Increase their visionary and strategic planning abilities, oh God. God, help them to know, oh God, that every situation that you put them in, oh God, that is strategic, oh God, that is for the growing and the building of your kingdom, oh God, that nothing, oh God, right now happens by chance, oh God, but it's all strategic, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Increase their motivation, oh God, and even their commitment levels, oh God. We thank you for a spirit of diligence, oh God, a spirit of excellence, oh God, a spirit of perseverance, oh God, a spirit, oh God, that will help them to overcome, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, give us morals, oh God. God, and spiritual renewals, oh God. God, to help us meet the problems that we face in this day, oh God. God, convict your people of sin, oh God. Help, oh God, your people to turn to you, oh God, in repentance and faith, oh God. God, we even lift up our president, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would remain, oh God, the loudest voice in his ear, oh God. God, that he would even reject all counsel, oh God, that violates Christian principles, oh God. God, and that he would trust you and only you, oh God. God, that he would resist those, oh God, who would pressure him, oh God, to violate his conscience, oh God. We pray, oh God, that by your power, oh God, that he reverse, oh God, those things that have already taken place, oh God, that speak against your word, oh God, your will, oh God, and even your commandments for your people, oh God. God, we pray that you would remain the most important influence in his life, oh God. We even pray for his soul, oh God. God, that he would hear your call for his life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, that he would even sense and know the presence of you in his life, oh God. God, that he would even begin to hate what is evil, oh God. God, that he would draw closer to you, oh God, and even the things of you, oh God. We pray for this nation, oh God. God, even as you give increase, oh God, to our ministry's leaders, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you would give increase, oh God, to our communities, oh God, and even strengthen this nation, oh God. God, we thank you for what you're doing, oh God. But we stand in expectation, oh God, of those things that are to come, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we bless you, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we glorify you, God. And it is so in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. And we thank you this morning, oh God, for allowing us the privilege that we can gather in your holy and your righteous name. And so, God, this morning we come specifically asking you, oh God, that you would have mercy on us. We come, oh God, lifting up marriages this morning. We are lifting up our marriages and those marriages unto you, oh God. We're lifting up husbands. We're lifting up wives this morning. We pray, oh God, for the union, that it would be strengthened, oh God. We pray for unity this morning, oh God. We pray that they would live and work and agree on one accord, oh God. We are praying for togetherness. We're praying, oh God, for oneness within the relationship. We pray, oh God, for those that have made vows before you and before their family. God, vows, oh God, that they that were made. We ask, oh God, that you will cause them to honor their vow unto death. We rebuke the spirit of divorce, oh God, the dismantling of the family. We rebuke it this morning. You say, God, that we can call those things that are not as though they were. And so, God, this morning we stand, oh God, rebuking divorce. You said, oh God, in your word that you hate divorce. And so, God, we're coming this morning saying that we agree with you, oh God, we hate divorce. And so, God, we are calling on you, your powerful hand, oh God, and asking you to rebuke the spirit of divorce that has come very evident in the body of Christ as well as in your people. We're asking you, oh God, that you would have mercy. And God, help us. Help us, oh God. Oh God, we ask this morning that you would rebuke the hand of the enemy that would come to dismantle the family, oh God. We pray this morning and we pray earnestly, oh God, for relationships, those that have already been broken, and those, oh God, that are in a place of separation, oh God, those men, oh God, and those women that have been abandoned, oh God, we are praying for them this morning. We're praying, oh God, that you would bring them comfort. We pray, oh God, even for restoration. We pray, oh God, this morning for restoration, oh God, where there was trouble and separation. We're asking you, oh God, if you would restore, Lord, restore, oh God, restore the love, oh God, restore the respect and the passion for the each other. We pray for forgiveness, oh God, if there was infidelity or abuse, oh God, if there was emotional abuse, if there were harsh words that were exchange. God, we ask that you would wash away the memory, the hurt, the pain, the rejection, oh God. Any physical abuse, oh God, we come against it this morning, domestic violence. And God, we ask that you would have mercy. We pray for any man or God, any woman that has endured domestic violence. And God, we call it out this morning. We ask, oh God, if there was any broken trust through infidelity, oh God, we pray that you would restore, oh God, and then you would help. Help us, oh God, and help the couple, oh God. If there's lack of understanding, Lord, we pray this morning that you would grant understanding. For your word said, for the husband to dwell with his wife with understanding. So God, cause the wife, oh God, to be in a place of submission and to honor her husband. Oh God, with the statistics in which we have endured, we obviously have gotten it wrong. And so God, this morning we ask that you would help us, oh God, to get it right. So be the center of our relationships. God, we invite you in this morning. Be the glue that keeps marriages together. Be the foundation in which the vows were given and taken, oh God. Be the hope for our families. God, we ask that you would protect our children from brokenness, from their misidentity due to abandonment. God, help us. Give us a consciousness, oh God, towards righteousness. Oh God, we ask that you would cause men to wake up this morning and have a consciousness towards you, oh God. Don't allow us to be comfortable where we are, but God, help us to see our wrong for wrong. Oh God, we rebuke, oh God, even the mindsets that would embrace wrongful behavior. Don't allow us, oh God, to stay where we are. But God, we pray this morning that you would help us, God. We need your help, oh God. We need your hand to lead us and guide us in all truth. We need you, oh God, to be, oh God,
the center of our lives, oh God. God, we don't want our righteous seed, oh God, to wake up and be single parents. We don't want them to choose, oh God, sex over marriage, oh God. We don't want our righteous seed to be laden with sins, sexual sins, oh God. So this morning we are asking you for mercy. We want, oh God, you to have your way in our lives. We want you to help us, oh God. Oh God, we want you to cause us to become a nation that obeys you, oh God, that obeys your commandments. And so, God, you said in your word to teach our children your ways. So, Lord, this morning we lift up our children unto you. And God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would return into our marriages, that you would return into our relationships, that you would return into our families. Oh, God, this morning, return into our homes. God, don't forget us. God, don't forsake us, but return into our churches, oh, God, this morning. We need you, oh, God, and we need you now. And we need you more than we needed you on yesterday. So, God, we pray this morning that you would raise up that generation, oh, God, that would obey you with their whole heart. And so, God, we name our righteous seed, oh, God. You know them name by name, oh, God. You know where they are and who their parents are, oh, God. And so, God, we ask that you would mark them, oh, God, that you would put a hedge of protection around them, oh, God, that they would be the generation that would obey you, oh, God, that they would obey your commandments, oh, God, that they would be the generation that would uphold your standards. And so, God, we call this generation forth. We call forth our children and our children's children and those that are far off. We call forth, oh God, those young women and young men, oh God, that the enemy have not tricked yet. We call forth those, oh God, that we have brought to the church house, oh God, and those, oh God, that know your name, that know your ways, oh God. We call them forth into the kingdom, oh God, for such a time as this. We call them forth to be your ministers of the gospel, to carry your word, oh God, in season and out of season. We call them forth, oh God, to be prophets and priests and kings, oh God, to be husbands and to be wives, oh God, cause them to hate sin, those things that you hate, oh God, put a hate in them, oh God, and cause them to love the things that you love, oh God, we call them into the family of to be persecuted, oh God, and to be set aside for your use and for your glory. Oh God, we take the good with the bad. We understand that we don't like to be persecuted, but God, you said that we're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. So God, we say that you would condition them, oh God, that you would train their mind, that you would touch their heart, oh God, that you would, God, strengthen their loins, oh God, to be your children of obedience and not children of disobedience. And so, God, we ask this morning that you would seal them, oh God, with your power, with your anointing, oh God, with the Holy Ghost. Seal our seed, oh God, our righteous seed. Seal it with the Holy Ghost, oh God, that they have no desire for the pleasures of this world, that they have no desire, oh God, to bow down to other gods, but God, that they would have a desire to live for you, holy and be accepted acceptable by you, O God, that they would be a generation that would seek first your kingdom and all of your righteousness. O God, we pray for them this morning, and we ask, O God, that you would do it. And we pray for it, O God, all in the name above every other name. We pray it all, O God, in the name that only matters. We pray for them, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, God, in the powerful name, in that righteous name, in the name above every other name. Oh, God, we pray for them in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. And we pray and we believe. We believe it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. We're waiting for you to start to go ahead and move forward in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Kim, are you here? Thank you, Lord. Pat, go ahead. Thank you, Lord. You're probably still on mute. Unmute your line. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you today. We bless your name, God. We glorify your name. God, we lift up the sick, the shed in today. God, in the name of Jesus, God, every person that was named on this line, God, everyone that are concerned, have anything to do with anybody that was put on this line today, God, for healing, God. We pray healing, God, in our bodies, God. Oh, God, that sickness and disease have no place over us, Father God. We pray that all our iniquity are forgiven, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, dear God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that every organ and every tissue in our body is functioning the way you created them to function, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we declare and we decree that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that our heart beat the normal break that you have them to beat, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to let these bodies line up with the word of God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that our eyes, that our heart, hallelujah, beat, God, normal beats, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that anything that are not in these bodies, God, be cast out and sent to wherever you want to send them to, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray that our blood flow. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that the blood in our cells flow, God, that you, the way you designed them to flow, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that our body chemicals are lined up with the word of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that we declare and we decree, God, that we are healed by your stripes, God. Father, we ask you to touch us. Hallelujah, with your healing hand. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for we believe that you, your will is for our mind and body and spirit and soul. Hallelujah, to be healed, God. Cover us with your precious blood, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, from the soul, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. Father God, we ask you to cast out anything that should not be in us, God. Root it out, God. Hallelujah. Unhealthy and abnormal cells, God. Hallelujah. In our bodies, God. We ask you to open up the arteries of our body, the veins, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We ask you to rebuild and replenish them, God, from any damaged area, God. Oh, God, we ask you to move in an inflammation, God. Clean in an infection, God. In our body, God. In our bloodstream, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to let the fire of your healing, hallelujah, Lord, pass through our body, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our entire body, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for healing, God, all the hurt and pain of wounds, hallelujah, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God, for saturating our entire being, with your presence, love, joy, peace, hallelujah, and draw us closer, hallelujah, to you, God, with life and life more abundantly, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to go into the hospital today, God. Oh, God, and let your healing power just take over, God. God, we ask you to touch the doctors, the surgeons, the nurses, God. Oh, God, anyone that's gone in a room where a sick person is, God, we ask you, God, to anoint their hand, God. We ask you to purify every instrument, hallelujah, that will touch your people, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to sterilize the room, God. Oh, God, even the bed and the linen, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to go into the nursing home, God. God, we ask you to touch, heal, and deliver, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you to go into the children's hospital. God, we ask you to heal the cancer, God. Oh, God, move, God. Oh, God, move in their favor, God. Let these little kids, God, be delivered from cancer, God. Let them be delivered, God, from sickle cell anemia, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we can't heal ourselves, but we can't call on you, Jesus. Oh, God, the Most High God, the healer of our soul. God, we need you today, God. Oh, God, mind and body, mind and soul. We need your healing power, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you, God. Oh, God, to heal, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for washing us, God. We thank you for purging us, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for deliverance, God. Deliverance in the mind, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, wash the mind, God. Heal the mind, God. God, we pray for schizophrenic, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for all kinds of mind disease, God. We pray for depression, God, in the name of Jesus, that your people will be healed of depression and die to God. You got to leave in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, stress, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to get to the root of the stress that caused the body to be sick, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray total healing, hallelujah, total deliverance for your people in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, God. We thank you for being our healer, Jesus. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we claim it done in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is so, hallelujah, in Jesus' holy
thank
name.
You, Lord.
It is so. Hey.
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. And Pat, even as you were praying, hallelujah. So intercessors, I just want us to pray over her right now, because I heard the Lord specifically say to you, be not weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. Sister Pat, God said, do not be weary in your well-doing, for you shall reap if you faint not, Jesus. And so this morning, we want to just cover you, woman of God, hallelujah. We want to cover you in strength, hallelujah. That the spirit of discouragement will not be able to win over you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Preparing to close out in Exodus 3:7, say, and the Lord said, And the Lord said, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so glad God's still speaking. I'm so glad he did not speak back then. I'm so glad that we serve a living God, that he's still speaking. It said, and the Lord said, yes. Hallelujah. I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, that place of bondage. Thank you, God, that place of enslavement, and have heard their cry out by reason of their taskmasters. I know their sorrows. I know their sorrows. That's physical, mental pain. I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land into a good land and a large into a land flowing with milk and honey unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. I have seen. In other words, God said, I have seen your affliction. It doesn't matter by which way it has come. If it has come, hallelujah, by the taskmasters, if it's come because you are sorrowful, no matter which way it has come, I have seen your affliction. I have seen your sorrow. And the Lord says, and I have heard your cry. I have heard you crying out. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so the Lord says to us this morning, your cry has gotten my attention. And so even as the Lord told us on last week to cry out to wail, he wants us to know this morning, he gives us this word, that I have heard your cry. You're getting my attention. And I'm coming down to deliver. I am coming down to deliver. And so it is that the saints of God that are on the line, don't stop crying. Don't stop calling out. Don't stop wailing, because you are getting God's attention. God is listening to you. He is listening and he is answering your supplications. And so, Lord, this morning, here we are. We're in our position, God. We're where you called us to be, doing what you have called us to do, Father. We are in position this morning. And your word declares that when the righteous cry, the Lord hears them and delivers them out of all of their trouble. And so, Father, we are praying this morning for the concerns that have been lifted up on this line. Father, we are calling out Patty this morning. Father, you heard every request. You heard every petition. But, Father, even the more, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you know where she is. And so, Lord, we say move on her behalf. Move on her family's behalf. God, you and no other power can do. God, we're calling out Mother Margie today. And you have heard her petition. You have heard, God, her request. God, be her family. God, be her in the healing. God, be her deliverer. God, in my Shandor Rando, God, we call out Mona this morning. God, that you're going to go before her and prepare the way. God, 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 remember her. God, remember Mona. God, that even as she gets prepared for surgery, God, that you're going to touch the mind of every doctor, that you're going to touch, God, every nurse. God, that you're going to be in the operating room. God, that you're going to put your hand, on every surgical instrument. Father, wrap your hand
around the mind of the anesthesiologist. Oh, God, in my shatama, I got in my shando shande, yande bo shande, I got in my shatama, call them to be focused. I come against distractions in their life as they're standing there, God, administering anesthesia. God, they will be so in tune and so focused. I thank you right now, peace in every area. I speak peace in every area of their life as they stand over your woman servant. I, God, if you would skillfully guide the hand of the surgeon, Father, take his mind. Oh, Yambo Shande, direct his hand. I, God, give him knowledge beyond his knowledge and give him wisdom beyond his wisdom. Oh, God, oh, my Sande, Porando Hoshama. Hey, God, hey, my Shando Rando Hoshama. Ah, God, hey, my Shepherd Rando Hoshama. Ah, God, hey, my Shando Rando Hoshama. Oh, God, hey, my Shando Rando. Oh, God, and we thank you. Oh, God, hey, my Shatamasia. Oh, God, for the Westmorelands. We thank you for every area of their life. We thank you for what you're doing in their ministry. We thank you for what you're doing in their marriages. We thank you for what you're doing in them individually. We thank you for what you're doing in them collectively. We thank you, God, that you are motivating them and encouraging them and that you are directing their path. Oh, God, that you are leading them down the path of righteousness. And, God, that you are doing this for your name's sake. Oh, God, that you are guiding them in every way. Oh, God, God, we bless you for their life. I bless you for their life this morning. And, God, we thank you for Bishop McGill this morning. We thank you for that man servant. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, for the ministry work. Oh, God, that you have placed in his hand. We thank you for every soul, God, for my Sunday. And, God, that you're calling to all nations. I, God, that you're sending them from the north and south, the east and the west. Hey, I know, Sunday. I, God, those that were sitting under that anointing. I, God, and that we hear the word of the Lord. I pray, oh God, in my Sunday, that you would grace him. I, God, with great delivery as he stands to deliver the word. I, God, in my Satano Shama. I, God, that he would stand as your mouthpiece. I, God, in my Sunday, and he would share the treasures from the heaven. I, God, my Sunday, that is wrapped up in your word, that you would reveal it. Hey, and God, that their word will come forth by power and demonstration. God, that the oppressed might be made free. Oh, God, that those that are blind in the spirit, God, might be made to see. That every deaf and dumb spirit will be drawn out of the midst of our congregation. I, God, that everything, anything, God, that would dare, God, to even want to show itself that's not been sent by you, I thank you that there is a supernatural power that is already at work in the midst of us, oh God, and that you are growing, and that you are growing that congregation, God, as the Bible declares that you are adding souls as you will. Oh my God, let it be your will. Hey God, I pray, keep them bound to the will of God, keep them bound to the horns of the altar, keep them bound, oh God, to your way. I, God, keep them bound to the way of holiness, for your word declares that there is a way. I am Oshanda, the way of holiness. I pray, God, that it's seated down to the pathway, oh God, of holiness that has been established by you, that you'll wrap your hand around his spine. I, God, that the spirit of discouragement, I, God, will never be able to consume his mind, that it'll never be able to grip his heart. Oh, God, I, God, that you liberate him. I, God, liberate him, oh, God, in every area. Hey, I know, Shande. Hey, I know, Abati, I know, Shia. Oh, God, we bless you for it. Oh, God, we honor you for it today. Oh, God, oh God, hey God, my Satando Rosha. Hey God, hey my Satando Rosha.
God, thank you. Thank you for moving in the spirit. Thank you that you're moving every obstacle out of our way. Oh, God, those that are on the line. Oh, God, that did not voice, God, their request. But, Father, you hear their heart. You hear the cry of their heart. You hear where they are. Oh, God, I pray for them this morning. Oh, God, God, I pray for the body of Christ. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for you said that there's coming a day, and we believe that we are in it. Oh, God, where they'll be teachers to themselves, having itching ears. Oh, my God, oh, God, I know it will not stay. I, God, that you are going, God, to cause us to prevail in this hour. I pray for the remnant this morning, the remnant of believers, God. Oh, God, that would not give in to such a time, that they would not give in, oh, God, to itching ears. Oh, God, that they would not give in, God, to doctrines of devils, that they would not give in to fables. Oh, God, that they would not come under the power of doctrines of men. Oh, God, Father, I pray this morning, keep us near the cross. I, God, keep us, oh, God, in divine position. Oh, Father, I pray as we dedicate ourselves to prayer. Oh, God, everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Oh, God, I, God, that have committed themselves to prayer. Father, I remind you of your word. Father, you say, I, the Lord, shall do nothing except I reveal it to my servants, the prophets. Oh, God, that even as we position ourselves in the place of prayer, God, oh, God, whisper in our ear. Oh, God, give us your revelation. Calls us to hunger after your presence. Calls us to come running after you. Calls us to delight ourselves in you. God, I thank you that you shall be our delight. Oh, God, you shall be our delight. Oh, God, and we humble ourselves this morning. We humble at your feet. God, in the spirit of humility, we sit at the master's feet. Oh, God, we bow to your sovereignty. We bow to your rule. And we bow to your reign. Oh, God, we bow to you. We bow to you. Oh, God, yes, Lord, arise, arise, arise. Energize them in the Holy Ghost. Jesus. Oh, God, they will not give up, God. In my shot. I, God, we sent them weight of oppression. We sent them, God, they pulled my son, they pulled my thing at the breaking point. But God, I thank you, oh, God, it will shine. I, God, they will not, God, throw in the towel. It will my son, yeah. I, God, be their encourager. Oh, God, cause their heads to be lifted. It will my thing. We declare this word over them. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. We declare it over their lives. Who is the King of glory? The Lord who is strong and mighty in battle. I, God, that you, O God, shall be strong in battle on their behalf. I, God, in my Sunday, I, God, that you'll come against every spirit, God, in the spirit realm. O God, that battles against them. Yes, Lord, and that they will remain steadfast. I thank you for a steadfast spirit. I pray for steadfastness on this morning. I thank you, oh God, in my Sunday, that you'll find us always abounding in the work of the Lord, that we would abound in it. We will abound in your work. God, we would not give in to the season of oppression. We know he desires to oppress, but I speak liberty this morning.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So your cry, saints of God. Your cry is moving heaven. Don't stop crying. Don't stop wailing. Oh, it is moving heaven. Heaven hears your wail. Heaven hears your wail. Oh, God, in my
For a stranger, they will not follow. They will not follow a stranger. We don't want to follow the stranger.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank you, God. The enemy will not get the best of us. He will not have the advantage because you will not allow us to be ignorant of the divine.
Thank you, God.
And we bless you for it. We bless you. For we know that in your presence there is a spirit of wisdom. And so we thank you that you called us to be wise. Oh, God, wise in all our dealings.
Jesus.
That we are wise. Wisdom,
Jesus.
Wisdom. Overtake us with wisdom. Overtake our minds with wisdom. Oh, God, give us wisdom on our job. We don't lose our testimony when we get to work. Them in the workplace, that you'll give us the tongue of the learned, that we might speak a word in due season. That we'll get in our work environment and not lose our wisdom. That we won't get in family gatherings during the holiday and lose our wisdom. But we'll be wise when we sit amongst our family. We'll be wise in how we deal with them. We'll be wise in what we say. Sunday we won't lose our wisdom in the church parking lot. But we'll be wise in how we deal with each other. We'll be wise in how we handle each other. We'll be wise in our conversations.
Jesus.
and God deliver us from that mind of needing to be accepted by me. And God, we don't want to be so accepted by them that we're rejected by you. We want you to embrace us as we stand. Let us give your divine utterance and help our minds. After we have declared your word, God, after we have spoken what you want to speak, God, help our minds. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll continue, God, to bless leaders everywhere. Pastors everywhere, Jesus. Oh, God, that it is your glory that they're after. Your glory.
Jesus.
And God, sometimes you interrupt our plans. Oh, God, even as pastors and bishops and leaders, sometimes we have an agenda, but you step in. I pray that once you step in, we will not discount what you're doing. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, no matter how much we planned, no matter how much we prepared, no matter how you will say, God, that we've walked into, oh, God, whatever it is we walked into, but when you show up, God, don't let us dismantle the work that you were doing. Don't let us tear down, God. God, because it doesn't fit what we wanted, God. It's a fit because it doesn't sound like what we wanted, God. But cause us to recognize when it's you. And we
step
in the midst. God, I pray, God, that we will not turn you away. Jesus. Oh, God, because we want you to come back again, Lord. God, just like you interrupted before, we need you to interrupt again. And so we don't want to shut you down, God. God, that you would not even dare to invade our services. And so, Father, I pray, hallelujah, that when you come in, we surrender. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We surrender to your agenda. Must be the agenda. And this is the prayer we continue to speak over the body of Christ. Not our agenda. We prayed and we asked you, and when you show up with something, God, that we didn't expect, God, don't let us come against it. But let us embrace what you are doing. Interrupt the services, when you change the message, when you take over, God, doesn't matter how long we prepare, but when you take over, God, let us give in to the message that you have in that moment, because there is something, God, I believe, oh God, that you want to do. So Father, don't let us be the prey of a seducing spirit. Don't let us be the prey, oh God, oh God, of the enemy. Oh God, and we bless you in advance. I thank you for the alignment of the body of Christ. Oh God, we are in alignment. Oh God, we seem to align.
Hallelujah.
We don't want anything else. We want your perfect will. And so God calls us to be strong enough to resist every other lie. Calls us to be strong enough, oh God.
Thank you, God.
For us what you did for Jeremiah. Make our faith like flint. Because you told them, oh God, that they want to fight against them. But God, you said they won't prevail. You said they won't win. God, I pray for every preacher, oh God, they call my Sunday, that they will listen, oh God, to you, and they will utter your word, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let that be our testimony. Hallelujah. Oh God, that we have done everything that you have given us to do. That we have said everything that you have had us to say. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That we have not followed after the imaginations of our own hearts. That we have not followed after those imaginations. Thank you, Lord. But Lord,
thank
that we have surrendered. Let it be sweet. Let it be of a sweet smelling safety. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. That it is the spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
oh,
Lord.
Hallelujah, Barbara. I don't know if you're still on, but you could just sing us a sweet worship song. You can be there as a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, whatever that sweet song is, woman of God. If you were still on, Barbara, you can just close us out with a sweet sound of worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Barbara, are you still here? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's a sound of worship that's just sitting over us. Hallelujah. Jesus. And we embrace it and we welcome it in. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the sound of worship. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is so. It is so. It is so.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All this has given us glory, saints. As we are preparing to close out this prayer this morning, we give him glory. We thank you all again for joining us. This morning in this time of intercessory prayer. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for whatever area you are calling us from. We thank the Lord for you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I will trust you and obey. When your prayer speaks to me,
hallelujah.
My whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
Bless him. And so we're going to invite those of you that will join us tonight at 9 p.m. That phone number again is 515-739-1015 tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 515-739-1015. The code is 242-560-141. Again, tonight, 9 p.m., 515-739-1015, and the code is 242-560-141. Again, we thank you so much for joining us this morning in prayer. Thank you, Lord. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer this morning. Bless you and go in peace. Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
God bless you. Bless you.
Let's see.